We all play the what if game, and a lot of very terrible things can be done through cyber. I live in a part of Massachusetts where recently, nothing to do with cyber, houses started to blow up because of real physical kinetic world problems with the natural gas supply. That does tend to tell people what's possible. Almost every threat I've ever heard of, I worry about, and I'm a cyber person, but I don't worry about to the same degree as if a nuclear bomb went off in my town. Yes, people can die. Yes, it can have huge effect, but we tend to rally to those things. If there is a cyber Pearl Harbor, which is a phrase that was also carried about by FUD people, we tend to rally. We tend to do what's needed in order to fight back. My biggest fear is the smaller things that can get by and that erode society and erode the economy and erode trust in the internet. And over time, those continue to grow. So I'm less worried about cyber weapons of mass destruction than I am about destroying and eroding the future of what can come in a connected world because of an ever-rising tide of cyber threats. I'm sure somebody will take issue with this because that we can all play the imagination game, but we haven't yet seen anything that compares to the effect of a nuclear bomb carried out, unless it's part of a conflict where this is just one of the arms, in which case missiles kill, cyber can kill, and guns can kill. Got it. But I don't believe we should be responding to that sort of FUD.